reverse it. It's beyond reverse. So we could be practicing the rest of our life and more. You know, until all the residue of our wrong beliefs are faded away by this truth. So when you bring the light here, you see, then you can see better. That's exactly what we're doing. We bring the light of the truth, and we see that where we thought this was a real flowers, they're just a painting. And that's exactly what happens to our mind. What we think every thought has a significant, or is oh my God, it's going to hurt or benefit. We bring the light and we see the nothingness of it, and then we don't have to be moved by it. Am I boring you?
Yeah. Are you bored?
What is up with all of you guys today? It's just Michaela and Richard left to attack me.
No, no, it's good to attack. It's really good because when you do attack, no, because it does awaken you. When a person is satisfied to just know the truth, they have to take it to the next step. What is it doing to your life? You know, what is it to you, for you? And that's all good. Any other?
So you said that when you don't have that confidence in the truth is when you get disconnected from that truth?
Mm-hmm. Yes. When you don't have the confidence on the truth of who you are, that means there is a separation. There is a you and there is a truth that you don't have confidence to. Mm-hmm. When the more you feel separated, the more your mind is active, because you identify with your mind, that's why this is so far away. And the more you concentrate in the truth, the calmer the mind is, because it can be both spontaneous. So the more you focus on who you really are and have developed confidence to it, the less you bother with what is changing. Mm-hmm. And this is a reverse of how people live. And that's the art of living. You just concentrate on that until you begin to see nothing but the truth. Everywhere you look, you perceive the same thing. Anything else from anybody before we say goodnight? I'm so glad you guys are here tonight, because I like when I have the oldies but goodies around.
Tony.
I had to, Tony. You are actually a year and a half years old.
Mm-hmm. Year and a half. Toddler.
You're still a toddler. What, are you 3 years old?
I'm in second grade, but may as well be back to
the Oh, no. Self-confidence now.
I haven't walked out the door yet.
That's right. You can't do that. The humbleness doesn't go good with me.
Nor crap.
Nor crap.
Bagel tolerance for crap as well.
It's true. I see it through.
Today when I was meditating, I used the phrase, I am nobody and I know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And for the trust meditation, I was wondering if there's a phrase that would be sort of like a catchphrase that would lead you in that particular way.
Bless you. Again. Yes, it is. Remembering the first promise, the mother promise, the rest, people break their promise. The only promise that is not broken, that I will take care of everything about you if you just sit and be still and trust, which is confidence. So when you have thoughts in your meditation, go back to the trust and let it go until you're proven right. You'll see the peace that it creates. Have you done it? Do you see the peace that it does create peace, because it stands on four pillars of truth, just like a house. It cannot be proven wrong unless there is some problem with your own dedication to it. It's like anything else, you know, if you have a child that you want them to learn piano, if they don't practice, your money is wasted, unless they're a genius. So anything, dedication, interest, and practice, until we no longer need to practice. And believe me, we'll know when that day comes, for all of us. Namaste.